earlier. They fed me easy. Food for a hungry man has cost them nothing, and yet they will be paid. They will be paid well in Watan. I wonder, do they know that in the time of Tara, a storyteller stayed with eating and drinking 7 days and 7 nights? I doubt it. Nobody knows anything anymore. Look at them. There must be half the town crammed in here in the darkness. A pair of tiny, bright, shining stars in every shadow. The eager eyes. And every eager eye in this room on myself. Get on with it, you old fool. No. Nobody knows anything anymore. Nobody knows I've already started. A full-bellied clan such as this will want no stories of fairy gold. I'll tell them no stories of banshee or the fall of families. They won't thank me to make them think on such things. No. People with enough to eat and few enemies need blood and hatred in their stories. Blood and hatred. That will mean the bull.
Do you want a story?
That we do, Tomas. What will you give us?
I'll give you the bull. Starting with how the story of the bull was found and how the hero got his name. To find the soul of this story, we must move through time to another Erin beyond our imagining. To a place untouched by modern law or the teaching of Christ. To a place where men are men and blood flows swift and often.
Hello? Cooley Garda Station.
Hello, Cooley Garda Station. How can I help you?
Look, all I can do is confirm that we have a number of suspects in custody, which we're in the process of interviewing.
Yes, can I ask who's calling?
I didn't say that. Look, our men are on the ground and maintain a constant presence on the Ulid estate at the moment. We are making a... Look, this is a process... I understand, but you have to understand that efficient police work is a process that... I can't comment on that. Because it would be injurious to the... No, I can't comment on that. Any information is in the press release. No! There will be... There are no plans for a conference yet. If and when there is one, I'll let you... Because we're too busy trying to arrest our murderer before he strikes again to waste any more time with this... Any actual information you have, we will of course look into it.
Well, what's this? Detective O'Sullivan, could it really be? Is that you behind all those photos and maps? And shouting down the phone? Well, really? Face it, Sully. I leave this place for 5 minutes and everything falls apart. Oh, let me guess. He rang you up with some information. Michael O'Sullivan, you should know by now, they take it. They don't give it.
Well, look who it is. The swinging detective. How you know? Are you well? You're looking refreshed, I have to say. Sure, you're brownier and shinier than Tom Jones. Sorry we moved your desk. We needed more room in here. How was the holiday? Did the golf improve? It did?
Rotten.
Listen to him. Don't start that. I know your game. Wait now for what's coming.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, me golfing was rubbish. The weather was terrible. The hotel was no good. I'm delighted to be back at work, so I am. Dealing with murderers and scumbags. You fool known with that old Kent. You time your life, I'd say.
Well, it wasn't bad.
So you had a good time?
Lovely.
Glad to hear it. I was never more jealous. Myself, I was planning on taking a bike to France next week for the 5 days, but that's all been banjaxed.
You won't be going.
Can't go. Not late. Superintendent is driving us all mad, sure, as you probably know.
Hello. Sorry to disturb you, sir. Just to let you know, we have the Morrigan women in interview room number 3.
Number 3? Grand. Well, we'll just leave them there for a moment, shall we?
Right, sir.
Sorry, overtime is all very well, but holidays are a necessity.
And I'm sure I'll get them, but not until we sort out some of the madness going on here.
Some sort of crisis. But honestly, how bad could it be? Stolen phones?
You're serious?
What?
But the papers... Oh, that's right, of course you were away. Sure isn't it just as well they'd have called you in? You haven't read any of these headlines?
Midwest becomes Wild West. Murder and madness in the Ulaid estate. I'm going to take a wild guess and posit multiple homicides.
Posit away. You have it in one.
Precisely how many?
Aren't they coming in quicker than we can count them?
Do we have any idea how it started?
Well, 8 days ago, the Tuesday, all the Chaws in the Ewlett estate disappear, round about the same time.
Disappear to where, exactly?
They just vanished, like they had a next convention to go to or something.
Sorry to disturb you again, sir. It's just the superintendent was asking about...
Aren't we waiting for a forensic? Tell him.
Yes, sir.
Tell him he can have our stuff if he wants it. All the good it'll do him.
Yes, sir.
Where was I?
The next convention.
Well, wouldn't you nearly believe it when there's no next round? Turns out they didn't leave. They're all at home. They're all laid up. Now, what do you think that might be?
Bad narcotics?
Who knows? Something like that. But you all have it, except for Cookie Cullen. With them all in bed, you think we'd get a quiet couple of nights down there for a change, wouldn't you?
Well, that's certainly a logical conclusion.
Shouldn't we know by now never to say, is it going to be quiet? But wait and hear this. Since then, if we haven't had a spate of constant, and I mean constant homicide in the Ewlett estate.
So somebody's attacking them in their homes when they're all laid up with cramp.
That's what you think, isn't it? As you say yourself, it would be logical. There they are, all in bits from this plague or whatever it is. So who's to stop whoever wants to from going in there and doing what they like? But no, it's not the Ewlett boys that seem to be in danger. We have a mound of dead bodies in there that were all found in Ewlett this week. How many of them are Ewlett boys? Not one.
Well, all the victims are from somewhere else.
One of the others, Connacht Grove, Leinster Park or Munster Gardens. The only active lad in the estate is Cookie. Meanwhile, the bodies are piling up and we're all on the telly every 5 minutes.
Excuse me, sir. We have another journalist asking about all the
no
murders.
No comment! More of it now, I tell you. You couldn't turn around here last week and the coroner was back in the white tent with the Oompa Loompa suit.
How is the investigation proceeding?
Winging it is all we are. And can you blame us? What can we do? How can we carry out an investigation when the bodies are coming in too fast to process them?
And have you managed to get a hold of Cullen?
We were lucky there. Wasn't Cookie arrested just earlier today? Himself and this Fordy character.
And what are they charged with?
Public nuisance. If you ask me, it should be violent assault. Pair of minute, blood everywhere. So they're both in the region at the moment.
But neither of them want to press charges.
The usual. And of course, nobody saw anything. If you ask me, we probably won't get a conviction out of this thing, but I thought it was as well to charge him. Mightn't it be handy to have a word with Cookie while we have him?
Well, yes. If we're as baffled as we sound, you still have no concrete evidence.
There's the report. I don't think it'll help much, though. As far as I can figure out, nobody knows the whole story. It's a strange one. Wouldn't you think we'd have no bother out of any lads in the Ewlett estate when they all got poisoned?
Well, not necessarily. Perhaps they're not poisoned. Perhaps it's a ruse, a cock and bull story to tempt thine enemies.
Oh, there's a fair amount of bull in this one, all right. Someone have you believe Cullen has been protecting the estate single-handed?
Cookie Cullen. There's something familiar about that name.
Well, there's a few stories, but you know the way they are around here. So long as you're a violent psychopath, you'll never be sort of friends.
Well, he's violent.
Well, not much in the sheet here, but like I say, there's a lot of stories. He's hard as nails, all right, but he's no fool. We'd be lucky to catch him.
His charge sheet lists him as Satanta.
That's right, he was named after the sports channel.
Cute. Why do they call him Cookie?
Well, you'll laugh at this, but well, like I say, there's a lot of stories. They're all mad, but this one's just crazy. They call him Cookie, right? Because didn't he kill a dog, or wasn't he found with the dead dog on the ground and him there sitting camu-like, eating the dog's bonio, or whatever you call it?
He killed a dog for a biscuit.
Oh, not only that, but wait for this, right? The story goes that he was 7 and the dog was a pit bull terrier. Well, that's the way they tell it. And if he has been fighting the boys from all three other estates for a week, I'm not sure I nearly wouldn't believe it.
Well, both stories seem equally plausible. What do you say? Shall we have a little chat with Mr. Cullen?
Not yet, maybe. Why don't we leave the doctors out in the region and finish stitching him back together? Aren't we lucky enough to have the three Morgan sisters in on an unrelated charge? They have no reason to cooperate, but they all seem to be around when something kicks off, and they like to talk.
Oh, not quite informers, but nevertheless informative.
They don't like the one-on-one. They clam up. Put the three of them together, and there's no stopping him. All hearsay, of course, but if you want to know how this thing started...
And that is the tale of how the story of the bull was first found, and how the hero got his name. Next, how the two warriors came to be brothers, and the story of the great affliction upon the warriors of Ulster. Now, it is said that they came to a place nearby and met with a black crow. A goddess
but
three
Tomas, how can...
Who is that will interrupt the Shanachie? You have never heard the story of the bull told before. It gives you pain. Well enough. You'll never hear it this way again. My stories come not from the mouth of another man and in through my ear. My stories come from my eye, which sees through time. Remember that, little woman, before you think yourself big enough to step into my story again. Will you have me leave and curse your home with an untold story?
Oh, God, no.
Well then, I'll be thanking you all to sit quietly.
First, there came a long scream, high and level, and in that scream there was neither woe nor joy, nor anguish nor death, nor fear nor lament, nor any human feeling at all, for the scream was nothing, nothing but itself.
Date, 23rd of October, 2007. Location, Cooley Garda Station. Detectives present, myself, Detective Houlihan, and Detective Dredd. Okay, ladies, I understand we've three separate charges of receipt of stolen goods.
So what, like? We never knew they were stolen, all
right? Right, someone sold us new phones. We never knew they were robbed, right? What do you want us to do about it? How are we supposed to know? Just let me out here, I'm getting claustrophobic.
Whoever charges to leave us go, will you? I have children at home going to be crying for me.
Yeah, don't mind all this waiting around, like. Just leave us off, will you? I'm missing home and away.
Well, now here's the thing. The charges could go a lot more serious than your girls are used to. Three men were murdered. Wasn't it your bad luck that you had their phones?
You see, what we're trying to basically say is, in the absence of any other information, we really have no option but to charge you all as accessories to murder.
Go away, Lon, don't be annoying me. We didn't murder no one.
Perhaps if you just tell us who it was who sold you the phones.
Don't remember.
We're not telling you nothing.
We don't know who it was, right? Just some fella. You must think we're pure rats. We're not talking to no guards, right?
I see. Well, I wonder what you might be able to tell us about Cookie Cullen.
I tell you straight, it weren't him anyway. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Never mind blaming it on him. It weren't him at all.
Cookie don't sell mobile phones to no one. Not his style, you know.
It isn't?
No.
Well, what exactly is Mr. Cullen's style?
How do you mean, like?
Fighting. That's what Cookie does, fighting. He's pure animal as well. You see, Cookie Troy tells you know all about it, I'm telling you.
Does no one ever give him a hiding, I tell you straight.
What about Ferdy?
Oh yeah, that's right, you picked him up last night, didn't you?
Yeah, down the back of the handbag, Ellie's.
You didn't know, we knew that, yeah.
We know everything that goes on
him
there
now. Him and Ferdy done, knocking lumps out of each other, that's pure lousy.
Lousy!
You find this amusing?
Oh lads, don't be bad now, it's lousy because Ferdy and Cookie, they're like brothers.
They're not, no.
Like I says.
Yeah, shut up, you.
I won't.
When they were in care, they were in the same foster house.
Oh, yeah, they were.
So they're like brothers. I mean, they're not brothers, but they've grown up their whole life together. So same thing. It is lousy, though, because it's all over nothing.
Some young one, and she don't care about either of them.
It's not, no, you shut up.
It is so, and I'll tell you who it is. It's Maeve does all the business down in Connaught Park. It's her young one there now, and Ferdy's mad about her. Maeve has it in for Cookie. That's what the fight's over.
It's not.
It is, I'm telling you.
It's not either. It's over a car.
A car? They were fighting next to a Ford when they were arrested.
Was that the origin of
it's
this
It's not
dispute?
No car, no. It's a bull.
A bull? Do you hear her?
They were calling it a bull. There's two of them. Big American Jeep things, SUV-like. The name is called El Toro, which is French for bull or something. Anyway, Maeve's fella has a big white one and he calls it the bull.
Oh, is that what they were talking about? I thought they were talking about a bull like a real bull like.
Hello, we know, we get it. That's because you're a dope. Who's going to be fighting over a bull, some Clare farmer?
Yeah, you dope.
Shut up, I'll knock you out, alright?
I won't.
All the boys of the Euler estate are sick at the moment. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that.
What about you, Mary? Can you shed any light on this mysterious illness?
What are you asking me for? I told you I don't know nothing. All the boys are sick. How has that something got to do with me?
Yeah, what are you picking on her for?
Yeah, she'd not got to do with it.
Yeah, serves them right anyway over what they done to the poor woman.
And this poor woman, she would be...
Oh, Jesus, I swear to God, you're pure slow, you were.
But the woman who gave him all the cramps, you dope.
Everyone knows what happened.
And that was, God forgive me, that was totally, totally, totally
She's
wrong.
She's lucky she didn't kill him.
She got her own back anyway, fair play to her.
Fair play, yeah, because I mean, she lost her baby and all got helpless.
She got her own back anyway, I'll tell you what else, and I'm a bit sorry after what they done to her.
And I know you can say it weren't their fault because they were all eat out of their minds, but they weren't so out of it, they weren't laughing at her.
Yeah, and it was only ease they were taking.
Yeah, it was only ease and a bit of hash.
Yeah, it was only ease and a bit of hash, so it couldn't have been that out of it, like.
Yeah, and they were drinking earlier on that day, but so what, like, someone could have rang an ambulance. You see, a pregnant woman in pain, you ring an ambulance.
All they did was laugh at her.
That's right, all they did was laugh at her.
And her in bits in the pain, like, that was lousy.
Pure lousy.
So they don't really blame her either.
So hang on now, girls. What's this you're telling us happened?
I'm saying nothing. Nothing happened, I told you.
We're not saying nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened, all right? Leave us to go, will you?
I think it's clear, Mr. O'Hulawan, that these young women don't really understand any of the recent events in the Ulaid estate.
Right, so we might as well finish up, will we? Interview terminated.
What am I telling you? Everyone knows what happened. Look, I'm not saying nothing, right, but the dogs on the street is talking about it. I don't know, because I wasn't there, right, but I heard what the boys had a house party in this one's house, right? It was only supposed to be one or two.
It was only supposed to be one or two?
It was only supposed to be one or two, and she asked him in for a few cans. Like, I don't know, she must have fancied one of them, or she was lonely being pregnant, no man.
She did, yeah, she fancied Puddy.
Shut up, lying, telling me.
Tell it so.
I will.
Never mind shouting at me, I'll knock you out.
But you aren't wide at all, because you can fight the boys, you can fight the boys. So watch, you know, a few snaky ticks and just cars pulling up outside. The place is hopping, and I mean hopping. She told them to get out there, only laughing at her. She could ring no guards. Her phone is gone.
They robbed her phone, do you believe it? And she's pregnant, like.
So in the end, she just goes up into her room and locks it.
Because what else can you do, like?
Gaff gonna be destroyed anyway, so might as well.
They don't care.
They don't care about nothing, them.
Everyone's going.
3 o'clock in the morning, she comes out begging for her phone back.
I have to ring the hospital, she says.
She's going, the baby.
Then when the boy says, shut up, you're not pregnant at all, he says.
No.
Yeah, he says, now wait a minute.
No, you're right. He says, shut up, you're not pregnant at all.
You're only a fat bitch. So of course everyone cracks up laughing, then she ran out into the street and they forgot about her.
Taxi driver found her.
2 hours later, something.
Taxi driver found her and took her to the regional.
Baby's gone, can you believe
Miss
it?
Quarton.
No, you're not missing if you heard her.
And then there was a long, chilling scream from the woman, but still not one came to her aid. Very well, she said, a long-lasting evil will come out of this on the whole of Ulster. And she swore that all who heard that scream would suffer the same pangs 5 days and 4 nights in their time of greatest difficulty.
Quite a remarkable story.
Waiting to hear the rest of it. Afterwards, we're thinking she's going to move out now after that. But listen, would you believe it? As soon as she comes out, she's like Paddy with the boys again. I couldn't believe it. And they told her they were sorry. I mean, I'm not saying they weren't either, but I don't know, because last week
she shows me a big bag
last
of these.
Last week she showed me a big bag of these. I'm moving out, she says.
I'm going to sell all this and move out, so if any of you want to buy him, call round to my gaff, I'll sell him on the moon.
The boys are like, you will, yeah.
They're watching her, then they're going to rob him off her. So first night she goes out, bang, they're all in the house looking for the bag after all the money it cost
her. They don't care.
They don't care because soon to find out then.
Another house party.
Only this time who's screaming at 3 o'clock in the morning?
She
only
must
the boys.
Because no one knew. She moved out ages ago, a little bit of time, and then she just left the bag for them.
The house wrecked anyway.
Yeah, house is wrecked, so who's gonna notice?
But she must have known what they were gonna take on, because whatever's in them, all the boys are fucked. 3 o'clock in the morning, they're all over the place, walking and groaning.
Walking and groaning,
I didn't know what's going on.
Zombies, they were like.
We didn't know what's going on, but when I find out the story, it says fair play to her, she's only getting her own back.
She lost her baby.
She lost her baby.
And so it was that the woman was avenged. In place of sounds of fury and warfare, the warriors could only cry in bed like unweaned children. Their enemies came to take everything they had. There may not have been a hand raised to defend, or a single drop of their enemies' blood spilt, had it not been for one man, the hero of which I speak. A man so bloody and terrible that were he to kill 100 men in a single day, he would not think it too many. His deeds come to me through the mists of time, black and bloody and terrible. Men of this age could be warped in a way we cannot understand. The path of this tale is cold and filled with blood and anguish. Though my heart trembles at the terror of it, I will travel it if you will come with me.